Tones, Brian Bell. Here's where you become out of sight, out of mind. Here's where your mental, physical, and spiritual strengths are tested. Here's when your family and friends beyond these walls use words like, I remember when such and such used to, or I remember how such and such used to. Memories of what you become because you are no longer there. Not because you don't want to be, but because you can be. This is no mere vacation, business trip, or holiday weekend. This is a terror-filled nightmare that never seems to end. I've tried to shake it, but it's there wherever I turn. Each shape makes me realize the unwanted reality in which I live. The cemetery where I reside has visitors just as others do. There is no touching, only 2 hours of conversation and the sight of my loved one's face. More than what some get, less than what others get. A blessing and a curse. The blessing is to be able to see, hear, and talk to them. The curse is not being able to touch or leave with them or even have the option to do so. I'm stuck with the agony of watching them go. Part of me wondering if I'll ever be with them again on the other side. Then there's the part that wonders if I ever see them again from this side. I stare with a mixture of anger, sadness, and happiness as they head back to their world. When the visitation booth door opens, the uniformed guards escort me back to mine. The trip from one point to the next shows me much of the same. Condemned men who have been buried just like me. Brown pants and gray t-shirts represent long numbers and life sentences. Red jumpsuits represent those with death sentences. Facial expressions show deep in lines through the years of laughing, crying, stress, beatings, or rage. Sometimes all of the above. Hunchback walks blend with the walking tall. The merciful mingle with the merciless. The hopeful look upon the hopeless. The ruckus intertwines with the cold silence. Through everything, there's the concrete steel. Paths that lead everywhere, yet nowhere. No one asked me to be here, but this is where I have been placed. But I would give to leave it all behind. To see this desolate tomb no more. To watch the red door, as well as every other door within this structure, close for the very last time. To not hear the guards come over the intercom and say the things that I have heard 1,000-plus times. It's count time, mid-call, mail-call, rec-call, outside rec, chow time, large group of chat, visitation call. It's lockdown time. It is now lockdown time. Then there's the jingle of a key, booted footsteps, the repeated click of handcuffs. Loud mouth direct orders from small minding guards and walkie talkies coming to life more often than not. I wonder if I'll escape the smell of too much perfume, cologne, unwashed bodies, bad breath, and funky attitudes. Will I ever get away from the petty complaints, meaningless and pointless conversations that switch into debates, that morph into arguments? What are teardrops, choked tones, pleas, wishes, begging, self abuse, abuse, and degrading antics? With so many tunes being so close to my own, there seems to be no escape. Especially when my own wishes, pleas, and teardrops are added to the already massive disregard of power. Before I was incarcerated, I never knew men possessed so many emotional sides, the young and the old. For those who may be hearing these words, answer me this. Have you ever been buried alive, separated from the world you have always known just to be placed in another? A place that has doors, mirrors, tables, a sink, toilet combination, and a bed made of steel. Plexiglass windows, concrete walls, floors, and ceilings. As I look around at this very moment, this is what I see. As I take another breath, I inhale another floor of stale air. As I pen another word, I visualize other men and women seeing exactly what I see, hearing exactly what I hear. Hundreds of trapped bodies and voices that have turned into thousands and treachery gloomed into millions. No matter the condition or shape, I know that a tomb is still a tomb. No matter the place, a graveyard is still a graveyard. I don't care how you try to pretty it up.